be careful about Billy. Billy was changed out. Billy was hurt badly, badly. And his enemies literally took that area and turned it into this silver star something or other. There is no longer any connection with Pleiades. There wasn't that much connection with Pleiades before. Semyasi was Pleiadian, and she came directly from Semyasa. I'm not impressed with what's going on there now. It's very, very damaging to both Billy and to all of your people, because it makes it look like the entire connection was erroneous. No, it started out very true. And the reason that the connections were made in Switzerland was because it was so close to Germany. And Germany was utilizing alien technology. And they had space-capable craft at the time of your Second World War. So it was very logical to make those connections in that area of Hinterschmidterrudi, Switzerland. And he seemed a logical one to share with at the time. That is no longer true. And the craft that are most often shown are simple models that were made to fool all of the people, at least part of the time. But what happened to him prior to that and in the beginning was a legitimate visitation. But he spent more time with the ones from the Tao universe than he ever did with the Pleiadians. So you have to discern, listen, enjoy, absolutely enjoy, and then piece your own pieces of the puzzle together, because you'll be able to... You see, when the magic is gone and this mystical nonsense is gone, you're left with the truth. And therefore, we may not be very flamboyant and we may not be having as much fun, but when it all shakes out, we've got the truth. And I'm not interested in your fun and games. My commission is to get you off safely. We have a species at stake. And this is the evolvement of higher universal man, not to turn into some piece of wormwood or yeast spore. You are created. And the image of God is not your shape. It is the perfection of light transfer. You are a direct image reflection of God's energy. So we've got an interesting truth. We don't need lies. And we don't need followers. We want thinkers. We want ones who can stand up and say, I am beginning to be aware of truth and my own power and capability in that truth. And if your purpose hasn't been made known to you, it will. It'll evolve. What's your hurry? What's your rush? Where are you going? Your brothers are out there, and they're there to see you through. And if you could swing around this old world, they'll get you off. Every last one of you. I don't care how many there are. There's adequate facilities for all. Most cannot make that kind of a transition in human physical format. You can't do it. The light will kill you. Some of you've got to make it, friends. And you can't depend on a day when you've got to have a physical manifestation of craft in sufficient quantity to get you all off safely in the same space. You see, we can all live in the same space just as long as we are particles. But the minute you start making physical a ship that's as big as your planet, you've got a problem. And some of you would have to travel through many, many miles of space in a light beam, and I don't believe that many of you physically can make it. All of you are fine. I can get you aboard ship no matter where I am. And if you think I won't, then you just stand around and think again. I certainly will. And you'll know what you're trained for, and you'll know what to do, and you will do it. Because we've come a long way, baby. And all the rest is fun. You're situated. You're standardized. You are ready. You just don't think it. And some of you will probably make transition. You will know your job, and that's where you'll go. That's what you'll be. That's where you will serve. You'd be amazed at who I have on my ship. Most of you know. And you come for visits. But we work, and we work, and we work. And there is a lot yet to be done, but most of it is just experiencing now to see what will happen. Will mankind awaken enough to make some changes? I found it interesting, Betty Tootin's statement to Wendell's daughter. I awoke from the programming. Well, then that's awakening into hell, my friends, because you didn't get any programming here. That's not part of the game. That would be simple, wouldn't it? And I have literally had one say, please program me so I don't have to fight this struggle anymore. God doesn't give you that privilege, does he? Well, I didn't have it, and by golly, you won't get it. That's called higher intelligence. Anyone else dare ask me anything?
And most of us are going to this star system called Hades behind the Pleiades.
No, sir. Don't you say that in my presence.
Did I misunderstand what you said earlier?
Yeah, you got it the opposite way.
It's a little dark cluster.
Send it on.
So my question was, Hades or something as a definition of Satan's place.
That'll do. It isn't quite like that, but it'll help you remember both the star system and what we're about.
I didn't think you were saying we were going to Satan's place.
Pleiades is, see, you have Pleiades, and this is a pronunciation. You talk about it as Pleiades, but it's Pleiades. Or Pleiades. It means Pleiades. It is simply a language. And Pleiades.
Sounds like play to me.
It's okay, too. You wouldn't have ever had so much fun.
When I died in 1975, I asked Baba later, where did I go? And he said, to Siddhaloka, which I guess in his language means a perfect place. Did I go aboard?
Ask Baba.
Hurry up, Baba. And I asked, where is Siddhaloka? And he said, Jupiter.
Well, I was going to ask if I'm going to get off this planet alive.
What are you going to start doing now? Give me your preference list?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Priority, number one. Second choice. And you need to know something about me as a commander. I come on and everybody thinks I'm soft and mushy while all the crew giggles and chortles and says, man, he is the meanest bastard in the cosmos. But just remember, he's a pushover, got very round heels, just looks sad, and he is a pushover. So just know that if you ask me for a vacation on a holiday, if Dorma makes she used to make that error. And we would ride all day. Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, we double up, triple up. and no vacations, you see. That's out. And you see, I gave her this Easter off because she didn't demand and she didn't ask. So any of you who demand a priority place, I'm going to put you to my right hand on my ship where I'm going to make you work.
That would put you there on the ship list.
That's yeah, right. Exactly right. I knew I could depend on you, child. How long do you guys want to go on with this? The ones who come to visit never, never leave the same.
Commander?
Yes.
Where's the location of Sananda's ship in the evening?
Sananda is right with me. Right now. Right then. This ship was originally commissioned, the Bethlehem in your language. I had a ship called the Galactica. Utley now has, well, actually Leah mostly. Utley has his own craft. He sort of teams up with Commander Leah on the old ship that I vacated. When we finally came into the right period of time, the time frame, the proper sequence, the Sananda was recommissioned or called the Phoenix because that would be the name of the transition, the Phoenix. During the period of time when it was absolutely Sananda's ship, it would always glow absolutely golden. It had no strobing lights. It would always appear as a golden orb. Just as the communication ship, which is always commanded or captained by Corton, will be almost always in the same place year-round. And it's silver, and it will not vary. These are very important signs. Another craft had to be put into that place that only glows golden to fill that technical navigation spot, vortex, if you will. And the Phoenix began to be very flexible wherever we want to be. And you will note that most of the time, even as it's so bright, it will almost always be just one radiant light. But it will appear to be many, many radiant lights. And then when we're communicating, we'll turn on our strobers. The one that you talk about being off of Orion's belt is Captain Utley's ship.
U-D-L-I?
U-T. It's like Utley. U-T-L-E-Y. Utley. Speak to Diane about it. Diane is a child that drives the cosmic energies mad.
I did a pretty good job here, too.
Few of you go all the way back to old Athenia and walked with such as Theophilus, etc. Well, every one of you had your passage through there. And you've traveled together. It's not like you don't know each other. That's why you feel at home when you get here. We've marched around for a long, long time in many places. I like to really make you feel good by reminding you that we are the mop-up crew. And there always are at these great civilization and cycle changes the promise always of truth.
When's our next meeting?
You're in it. Each time, we also have our choices of going on and parking and doing other things. We usually weaken and decide we'll try it one more time. Each one seems to be a little bigger challenge than the one prior because man has enough free will to manufacture quite a lot of things he can't handle. And when it gets to that point, then comes. It isn't an intervention. It is just the time of messengers. It's a time so that all souled beings have an opportunity to learn truth for your placement. Where are you going? What are you going to do? And at that point of a civilization change, most experiencing beings do not know souled beings from just non-souled beings. And you better treat everyone as if they had a soul bigger than yours. You see, that's the purpose. Murder, killing, defense. Well, I'll execute someone. Well, he probably didn't have a soul anyway. You don't know that. You don't do it for his benefit. Your attitude must reflect your own intent. And these are the mission. These are the things of the mission. Not saving your fanny or your bank account. But we need to save what you are in your form to get you to the point of being able to understand what we're talking about. So some of you've got to make it in this form. It isn't that you're lost. It isn't that all of those expecting the rapture that never happens and will perish in the midst of that. That's unimportant, because any time you leave this plane and you leave the physical body, you are separated from it and you are placed where you have grown. To whatever level, that's where you go. And ones who think they're going to the right hand of God directly from this misinformation trap is not going to do that. That's a lie. That is a lie foisted off on you. That some man could die for you. Doesn't work that way. And that's my sole mission, no pun intended, to let you know you are responsible for you. We can give you information. We can help you. We can fill your mind with things that you will know are right to do. But we are not allowed to do it for you. Now, for you who work on the team, the crew, if you will, there are all sorts of agreements that we have. One, you are terrified of your family because almost all of you pretty soon get back mom's nuts. I don't know, they just bought into all this stuff, and they can watch it unfolding in its perfection and still come up with that. And most of you, hundreds of letters a year come. How do we make our own family listen? You don't. You don't.
By example.
It's just there, and they will, right, they will watch. And they'll see that you're not, after all, crazy. And there are so many crazy things going on that will absolutely destroy you in your human experience that people buy into. Quackery medicine. Opportunities. The world is filled with con people. How do you sort them out? Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe that's part of the, quote, game of living. On the other hand, the longer you persevere, you will prevail. Now, to the big agreement. You see, we don't intervene and we don't interfere. And we respond when asked for. When the call comes, it compels an answer, and you'll get it. And if your desire is what you have requested, you'll get the way. You will get the answer. It just rarely ever fits anything you thought. If I just had $932 million, we could do everything we want, Commander. Just bring it on, all $932 million. What would you do with it? How long do you think that non-existent IRS is going to leave you alone? It has to be handled to perfection, to the last detail, for your own protection. If I just won the lottery, sir, I know it would fix it. Be careful what you ask for, because usually these silly things do not answer your problem. So, if you ask, Father, please, in my higher intelligence, your will be done. My goal, sir, is to serve any way that I can as you would have me serve. Just let me be able to do it. and then turn it over to him. He knows what he needs. But you have to be ready to listen. And I can always hearken back to the very day that someone came to this very place to visit, and this actually was a statement. We are here to have fun. Our children, when their little boyfriends come over, we just tell them fun is all there is. There's fun, fun, and fun. Now, these are the ones going to come and build a community for God. So, all right. The next thing is, I am going to build a community for God, by God, but by God, I'm going to do it my way. Well, goodbye. Go do it. But you may find yourself in competition. You're perfectly welcome to do that. But only if you assume you know everything. It's hard enough when you do know. And then always be prepared for your best friend to betray you. That does not mean you cannot trust and you cannot love. But you certainly don't have to like these people that betray you. And you won't understand it. Because at the same time you are betrayed, they're hurting everyone else who touches you. And they will tell you they're doing it in goodness. You have to let it go. Release it. If you harbor it and focus on it, they've won. You have to pay attention to protect and shelter and hold. But if you hate, you've lost. It disallows your ability to think and rationally act. And once this starts turning, it becomes irreversible in most instances. It will have to play itself out now. It's gone too far. And these are the lessons that I have to share, no matter how bored everyone gets with it, because these are the parables. These are the examples through which you can learn. And I'm not interested in the world learning. Everybody hear me? The world can do exactly what it pleases. Our team has to understand. An example is the only way that you can really learn. And we're learning. And when it's time to alchemize, we'll do it. There's some in here already can.
Commander?
Yes.
I've got a lot of points that I've thought about for a long time that could be suggestions. Should they be covered with you or on the magazine distribution?
You can cover it. I don't fiddle in the magazine distribution.
I'm sorry?
I don't fiddle in it. That's Ed and Rick and Brent and whoever gets stuck with it.
My other question, you focused so close to this, I wanted to ask, you mentioned the Old Testament. I've always thought one sentence was most important in the Old Testament, and that's the Creator saying, if thou shalt abide in my word or vibration, all things will be added unto you. But is there any helpful training or direction that you can give on knowing how to abide in the Creator's cosmic energy, the light?
Yes, you make your connection and you ask for it. There's plenty of light for everyone. You are birthed as a soul being, knowing right from wrong. No matter how you try to make it different, check out what you do that you don't want everybody else to know or anybody else to know. Check what you do in the dark places, in your dark experiences. And always work to bring those acceptable to God in the light. And you'll be amazed at what you'll quit doing. And that just continually raises the frequency of your own light field, your own energy frequency field. And once this is instilled as such a part of yourself, while you demand that the dark energies withdraw, you see, they have to do that if you sincerely make your connection. You can't say, oh, get rid of those dark energies and expect them to go while all the while you're praying, oh, but don't let them go. You know, there is a willingness for change, and that's what we call sincerity. And there first has to be that wish to change. What into? Into what? Well, I want God. Well, we always get back this great big hyper-statement. God is unconditional love. No, He is not. And if you want to take that a step further, you may consider that He is unconditional love. But how dare you expect to have no conditions to become one with God? I mean, do you want the killers, the thieves, the liars, and cheats with you in perfection? That's what you've got on this earth. You've got that kind of a mentality running your earth right now. God is not going to allow that into His place, into His home, Himself. That is unacceptable. He will come into your world, and wherever you are is where He is. And if you take Him into the gutter, that's your doing, because that's where He'll go with you. But He will not bring you home to His perfection until you know better. And that's up to you. If that highest light to dwell within and be creator with the perfection of the universe, then that's the goal you better hold in mind. And all the rest will follow. You will automatically change the way you think, the way you live. All of your actions will change accordingly. You won't think, well, here's a dime in this little box here. It isn't mine, but nobody's around. I'll take it. Well, I should have said a dollar. A dime isn't worth much, is it?
You can just have this dime on the floor.
You can have it. It doesn't count. Check the fingerprints. But you see, He told the world, I have the dime. That's what I'm talking about. Now, whichever one in this room is thinking, that's my dime, I'll tell him. Then that's your problem. And then, of course, if it belonged to the baby, look what you've done. You've taken it from that child. So let's have a Jewish mother's guilt trip. You see, this is part of it.